Blog Talk Radio.
Being here
and for just having a great attitude. You have the kind of personality, you have the kind of demeanor that opens doors. And thank you for being a guest on the Mr. Motivator Show. And also, just because you came out to our show today, I have a book, and my book is called Success is an Attitude. And my book is about encouraging people to experience freedom in their lives, to pursue the things that they want to pursue, to achieve their goals. And so many people, there are many people that have been knocked down, have given up and everything. And I don't want anyone to abandon their dreams and their goals. Dr. Martin Luther King, in his I Had a Dream speech, basically he expressed his desires, his heart for us to have freedom and equality, to have equal rights. And Courtney, this is your world. And you should experience the best. You should live the best. You should achieve your dreams and do great things for your family and to help them experience the freedom and the liberty that we have here in our society. I want you and your loving wife to have a copy of my book. It's called Success in Life. And those of you that are listening to the show, you can go to my website. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can order this book. And this book will motivate you. It will give you insight about the word freedom and how you can use your talents and abilities to achieve success in this life. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom has opened doors in every country, every village, every country around the world. Freedom has impacted that country in some kind, in some form, way, shape, or fashion, and it's still doing it today. Even though some countries are restricted, they don't have some of the advantages that we have here in the U.S. But guess what? That word freedom has opened the door. So again, thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. Thank you for being a part of our show today. And we look forward to seeing you on future shows. And enjoy the book, okay? Thank you all. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just had to get a member out of our audience to get him in on what we're doing. And we want to encourage all of you today that are listening to explore freedom, to explore your rights and opportunities that exist for you to enjoy what the world has to offer. And it brings me to also to a poem that I wrote. And the poem is an awesome, it's not a poem, it's basically an article that I came across years ago, and it expresses freedom, liberties, and it is so powerful, and I have to share it with you. It's called The Kind of Freedom I Like by Paul J. Meyer. I met a man the other day who said the national government is so concerned about the welfare of every citizen that anyone who objects to it is a fool. I must be a fool. And I'll tell you what kind of fool I am. I think the acid test of any democratic government is the degree of effective liberty it makes available to the individual. The centurion establishes the order of values. All other things are related to the lower orders of priority. Simply stated, these are my beliefs. I have no limitations, belief in people. I have never met a person I did not think possessed a tremendous untapped potential. I've never met a person who did not possess a capacity that could be developed, a sleeping giant that could be awakened. through the same line of reasoning. I have no limitations, belief in myself. This isn't egotism. It's self-confidence. My confidence is based on know-how, and know-how comes from experience. Experience that has been gained by submitting myself to obstacles and circumstances that made other people hesitate. I have no limitations, belief in potentials and possibilities, the combination of people and ideas. I want to be in business for myself. I want to operate my own business. I want to write my own paycheck. Come and go as I please. I want to control my own life. I want to select my own physical. I want to select my own physician and dentist. And if hospitalization is necessary, I want to choose the institution where I'll be treated. I want to live in any town or city of my choice. The sole consideration will be my family's happiness, the opportunity to make a contribution to community. I want to design, build, and decorate my own house. Finally, I believe that the Bill of Rights was not designed for corporations or governmental bureaucracies. I was designed for free people. Protecting individuals from the state has not destroyed the state. It has merely forced government to live with the democratic process. The greatest natural resource in our nation is its people. It follows inescapably that the primary national goal to be pursued at all levels, federal, state, local, and private, should be the development of each individual to his fullest potential. If this belief is foolish, then that's the kind of fool I am. That is an awesome article, and it has inspired me and millions of other people around the world. Freedom is a choice, and freedom allows us to have the free enterprise system that exists. Freedom allows us to experience opportunity. The freedom of association is the individual right to come together with other individuals and collectively express, promote, pursue, and defend common interests. Freedom of thought is the freedom of an individual to hold or consider a fact, viewpoint, or thought independently. And we also have the freedom of assembly. Freedom of assembly sometimes used interchangeably with the freedom of association is the individual right to come together and collectively express. There are many different forms of freedom. Okay, there is the freedom to marry whoever you want to marry. There is the economic freedom. There is consumer freedom. There's the freedom of religion. There's freedom from debt. How many of you are struggling? How many of you are in a crunch and you're looking for ways to get out of debt, to acquire a business or acquire an opportunity that will allow you to create an income that will get you out of debt, that will get you into another aspect is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, the freedom of debt allows you to eliminate some of the stressful worries that we sometimes may face when we're dealing with financial dilemmas or financial setbacks. Freedom of financial debt is another area of freedom that we want to enjoy, and we should have the right to enjoy. We all have challenges in our lives. We have to look at ways that we can enjoy ourselves. We have to look for ways that we can survive, that we can provide for our family members. The Freedom House is a U.S.-based non-governmental organization that conducts research and advocacy on democracy, political freedom, and human rights. Okay, capitalism and freedom. Freedom of speech is the political right to communicate one's opinions and ideas. Freedom of speech is a political right to communicate one's opinions and ideas. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have that, and we all should experience. We all should be in a position that we can express ourselves and express our opinions and ideas and not be thrown in jail or persecuted because of our freedom of speech. Okay, we deal with political freedom, and also there's economic freedom. Economic freedom has been shown in numerous peer-reviewed studies to promote prosperity and other positives or outcomes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is changing our world. Those of you who just tuned into the broadcast, we're talking about the word freedom and how freedom is changing our world. If you want to know more, you can tune into my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter. That is the letter C, as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. As we move further into the broadcast, we want to explore other areas of the word freedom. You know, freedom, the right to vote is another aspect, another part of freedom. If we did not have the right to vote for who we feel that could represent us best in office, we would not experience maybe the success of selecting the people that we feel can maybe better serve us. From the freedom, the right to vote, then we follow that as free enterprise, financial freedom. But what are things that are objects to freedom? What things are contradicting to freedom? For one thing, when we experience bondage, when we're denied our rights, that's bondage, when we can't experience the joys, when we can't experience what everyone else experiences, and if some of us are treated indifferent, these are the kinds of bondages that hold people and hold countries in chains. Okay? We're so excited today that there aren't any more slaves, because, as you know, a slave had no rights. A slave was basically in bondage. They were chained down and they were in shackles. But because of the word freedom, slavery was dissolved. It had to move off of the scene. And then we another thing that came out from slavery was indentured servants, where even though the indentured servants may had time limits on how long they had to serve or how long they had to be a servant, this still is considered as a form of bondage because someone could be sold into that arena, or they were placed into being an indentured servant, and that's still bondage because no one should be a slave or be an indentured servant. We all want to experience the freedom and the liberty that exist. We recently had our presidential elections, and it was great that people showed up to the polls and they placed their votes. Now, if you can't even vote, if you have no right to do that, you are in bondage. You're not expressing or experiencing freedom in your life. Everything that we experience, that we're experiencing, and especially things that are positive, freedom has played a large impact on everything to a large degree. And we want to thank all of you that have tuned in to the broadcast today just to listen with us and for us to be able to share these things with you. And as I shared with the gentleman who I invited to come up and talk with us, who sat out in our audience, and it's just great always to have people to come into the studio and be a part with us. We should have our sights set where so that we can soar. We can move beyond the stars. We can reach into higher heights. And when there is freedom in your life, when there's freedom, it allows you to set goals for yourself. It allows you to move into a capacity that will allow you to experience fulfillment in your life. All of us who are experiencing freedom, if you are experiencing freedom, you should be motivated. If you're experiencing freedom, you should be optimistic. You should be motivated to the point that it's like a fuel in your life, carrying you up the ladder of success. Freedom allows you to achieve your goals. It allows you to be motivated to be the best in your career, whatever you aspire to do. Freedom will allow you to accomplish your dreams and visions. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King talked about freedom and liberty in his I Had a Dream speech. Had freedom not started moving forward, had freedom not shined a light in a dark area, we would be missing out on a lot of opportunities that exist for ourselves. We all must strive to achieve excellence in our lives. We must strive to be all that we were created to be. And when we understand the importance of the word freedom, what freedom plays in our lives, and how freedom has created a roadmap that allows you to increase spiritually, financially, physically, mentally. When we look close at the word freedom, we should get excited. We should move to the realm in our lives. Those of you who are just have just tuned in with us, I have a book called Success is an Attitude. And this book is a book of inspiration. But had I not experienced freedom in my life in more than one area, I don't believe this book would have come into existence. And I want you that are listening today to get a copy of this book, Success is an Attitude. And I'm not just trying to push it out here because it's my book, but I worked hard and diligent. I studied the word freedom, and I looked at the word opportunity. And then I interviewed people. I looked at my life, and I looked at those that were around me, and everyone in my life that had a part in my life experienced some form of freedom. And that form of freedom inspired them to achieve their goals. And this book was based from the word freedom. I invite you to order a copy of this book today. And it was written for people of all age groups, backgrounds, that matter. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old. This book will inspire you because it helps us to focus in on freedom and the impact that freedom has on us. You see, when you experience freedom, your demeanor, your attitude changes. We cover that section. When you experience freedom, you begin to look at your life and examine the choices that are available for you. When you experience freedom, you look for ways to avoid distractions. When you experience freedom, you look for opportunities that allow you to advance yourself in your career. When you experience freedom, you begin appreciating the freedom that others have experienced and the legacies that they've left behind. When you experience freedom, you have a different image and a concept. When you experience freedom, you begin to dream. You have ideas. You have visions that come forth because freedom is operating in your life. When you experience freedom, you automatically set goals for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones. Freedom motivates you to set goals. And when you look at freedom, it also will motivate you to create a plan and a strategy for experiencing accomplishment in your life. When you experience freedom, you begin to see the rewards of simplicity. In chapter 11 of my book, The Rewards of Simplicity, I go in a deeper realm. I go further into the mind and the heart, because most of us have to work for a living. But for some people, it's extremely difficult to hold down a job or to successfully advance. But if we have an idea, a glimpse of freedom, guess what? You're going to start asking yourself questions. You're going to ask yourself a question, and you're going to look for answers to resolve these questions. There are many things that one can factor into his or her equation. But freedom is a process that will allow you to receive the answer. Freedom will help you to keep it simple. You see, freedom is living, enjoying, dreaming, experiencing your heart's desires. Freedom gives you a mindset to keep everything simple, to focus on what you really want instead of letting your life become complicated. You can't put out a fire by adding more fuel to the flames. Freedom helps you to see things simplistically and to ask yourself, what is the benefit? What is my reward from achieving this? What do we enjoy doing so much that we are willing to do it for free? What makes you dream, think, and smile when you see or hear certain things? Freedom bubbles up in our soul. Freedom bubbles in our spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom makes the world a better place to live in. Freedom can destroy hate if it allows us to experience the love that exists. Now, if there's freedom and we look at the negative aspects of freedom, freedom doesn't have negative aspects, but when we eliminate love and we focus on hate and we use our freedom liberties to involve others, to manipulate other people to hate and to want to murder and to want to steal and to want to take from others, then, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking freedom into a negative light. When you want to harm someone else just to take their possessions, you are placing a negative light on the word freedom. But when you take the word freedom and you go and help someone, you bring aid to someone who's in a dark situation, you're experiencing the power, the light of freedom. When you can go into another country and do things to help those people, you are experiencing the empowerment of freedom. When you can do good to mankind, ladies and gentlemen, that's the positive form of freedom. That's the kind of freedom that I like. That's the kind of freedom that's changing the world. That's the kind of freedom that's making our, causing our nation to be great. That's the kind of freedom that's allowing us to partner up with those that want the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look through the eyes of freedom, you have the freedom to look for the good, to focus on the good, but at the same time, you have the choice to look at the negative and the evil that alerts, that exists. But ladies and gentlemen, you have the choice. You can choose the positive or the negative. You can choose to see freedom the way that you want freedom to be chosen. It's the greatest thing. And freedom is a very powerful thing. We all must take the time to choose how you want to live your life. And you have the time. The time is now. We have another guest who will be coming in with us. And sometimes our guests get delayed at the airport. Different things happen. But we are going to look at another area when our guest gets in, just to enlighten you with the opportunity that's available. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is changing the world. I want to thank all of you that have tuned in with our tuned into our broadcast today. And feel free, if you want to, email us your questions. You can email us at C, the letter C as in cow, the motivator at yahoo.com. And we'll be happy to address your questions and concerns that you'd like to share with us at the broadcast. So we will be focusing on some other issues and things that we have for you. And we will be back to keep you updated on freedom and how it's changing the world. Everything we do in life is a tribute to how we live. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just so excited that the word freedom is helping us to get to where we want to go. We have a guest who just walked into the studio, and we're just honored to have her here on our show today. And ladies and gentlemen, we've talked to you about the different types of freedom, but now we want to talk about those who may be in relationships who aren't experiencing freedom. So I'm going to allow our beautiful guest to introduce herself, and she's going to tell you a little bit about her. And so don't go anywhere. We want you to receive the best. So we're going to welcome our guest, Miss Tina Watkins.
Praise the Lord. This is a wonderful show and a wonderful subject. My name is Prophet Watkins. I'm the author of Empower Yourself Successfully. the gift from bringing out greatness in every woman. The reason why I composed that title is because a lot of women now these days are going through hurts, pains, anguish, and they're just in pits and they're trying to get out. They're in bondage. And, you know, a lot of women are going through bondage, and it's not just, you know, coming out of dysfunctional families or being raped or being in a bad relationship or coming out of a tormented marriage or a bad divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But most women are in bondage in their minds, because if you don't never know who you are, you know, then you'll live your life through the eyes of others or trying to be like somebody you're not. So the reason why I wrote this book is because there are a lot of women hurting.
Okay.
And they need to know that they can make it.
Yes.
And I had to find out myself through going through some of those pains and hurts and being in bondage. I wasn't free because I wasn't free to be me. So what I want to do is instill in those women there's a seed of greatness that God has placed in every woman, and that by connecting to God and knowing that God is the only source, He's a means of our worth, He's a means of our everything. I mean, without God, it's impossible. It's impossible to make it in this world or anywhere. Anything that you do, if you're going to be successful, you have to have the Lord in your life. You have to take on His word. You have to live by His word. And, you know, then, only then will you realize that that's the only way you're going to make it, because without Him, you can't make it through anything.
Well, you know, there are people who probably are listening right now saying, hey, that sounds good what she's saying, but maybe she's probably had a rough as life as me, and there's nobody going through what I'm going through. What do you say to those people, Prophet?
Well, the reason why, you know, I mean, a lot of people say, well, you may not have been what I've been through. Well, I tell you, the evidence is not upon me, but I bless God, because only through God. A lot of people look at me and they say, she ain't never been through nothing. Well, you're talking to a lady who's been homeless 4 times. You're talking to someone who's been anxious from losing her mind. You're talking to a young lady who has been raped 2 times. And if I tell you, and also coming out of, you know, a dysfunctional family where I was beaten every day, you know, for things that didn't even amount to anything. But if I tell you, I found out about Jesus. I found out about God. See, I had parents, but God was my daddy. He was my father. He was my everything. And then when I find out the name of Jesus and find out the word of God, that it can operate for me and operate in my life, and I can be saved through all of that I went through. See, the devil tried to turn things for my bad, but God has turned it around for my good. I mean, I was in Gateway Shelter downtown, and I had to live with one of my church members. I thank Lord for her. I bless God, Mother Parnell. Parnell, she goes to my church, and I am a member of Starlight Gospel Church, and I'm up under a powerful woman of God.
Yes.
See, until you get up under somebody that has power of God and living with the fire of the Holy Ghost, and they're connected to God, only then will you be able to excel, because they begin to instill things in you that you didn't know about God, because you have to be deprogrammed from that stuff. You know, all that hurts and people told you what you wasn't going to be, who you can't be. You're never going to be anything. But I'm here to tell you, ladies, women, whether you're married, single, or going through torment in your mind, you can make it. If you hold on to God's word, get in His word, and get up under a strong leader. Until you honor somebody, you can never be honored.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us. You know, when you pull up in the studio in that beautiful car, and you got it, all everybody's looking at you, and I can tell you are really blessed. And for you to share that, I mean, for you to walk in here and just, I see the success on you.
Oh,
but let me, I want to ask you, why is it that people are so mean spirited to people that are homeless, people that are going through? Do you think our world is selfish? And how do you think freedom has played a part in your life in looking at things like that?
Well, there are a lot of cruel people in this world. And, you know, I would have to say it's many times I've been up and down. Mm-hmm. And I've had things. I've had money. I've had nice cars, nice homes. But if I tell you, people get in their mind and think that they got it all. You know, but they're 1 inch from losing it all. They're 1 paycheck from being homeless themselves. So, you know, a lot of people get into a judgment state of mind. And they begin to judge those people that have less than what they are. But, you know, we have to begin to love one another and pick one another up when we see somebody that's going through. Help somebody. What is wrong with helping that man? Because that's what God wants us to do. We have to have a helping heart. We have to have a forgiving heart. You know, we think, oh, if you just hold on to your stuff and never be able to share with someone else, God can't bless you like that. Because God is a giver. He has love to share. He has the healing to give and miracles. And he was giving it out freely. You know, it didn't matter if you was rich, yeah, old, you know, a drunk, or alcoholic, you know, or a homemonger or somebody out there on the street. God loves us all. He loves everybody. And this way we have to adapt his character, adapt his ways. And because that Bible, that holy word, I'm telling you, I didn't love nobody. I didn't love anybody because I was so hurt and had pain, and I just didn't care because I was hurting. And some of those people are going through those same hurts, so they don't care. Mm-hmm. But once you get in God, you begin to care and have love. So, I mean, that's my, you know, vision upon that.
Well, thank you. And I'm so excited that you worked through your busy schedule. You were able to get away from that airport and get here to the show today. And also, I want to say hello to, I hope your Apostle Kennedy is
listening. Yes, Apostle Rosetta Kennedy.
Because Apostle Rosetta Kennedy, she is one of my favorites. She has been an inspiration to me. And all the people that she has helped, you know, around Dallas, and it's going out of Texas.
Good.
And I'm excited. You guys don't have a problem with going out and ministering to the homeless and talking to people and just sharing the love of Christ. Now I want to know, tell me more about this beautiful book that you have. Listen, I want a copy before you leave here today. But tell us a little bit about it real quick if you can.
Well, I thank God, and you said a little bit about my apostle, and she's a great woman of God, and through her is my means of being the woman that I am today. You know, I thank God for my mother, you know, but sometimes you need someone else who has a greater knowledge than those who you come through. And I bless God for this book because he has instilled the inspiration in my heart and in my spirit to reach out to the hurting women that are going through fears and going through hurts and pain, fears of the past, fears of the future, fear of just, you know, of not saying the right words, or fears of just even going into just like a mere door, you know, and not understanding what's on the outside until we begin to come out of our box.
Okay.
You know, we got to come out of our box. And that's what I want through this book, to touch those hurting women, to allow them to know that I also have gone through. Mm-hmm. And I have been raped and all these manners of things that happened to me. Mm-hmm. And through this book, I want to save those souls. Because, see, God, many are called, but few are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And you make it do something and get away with it, but I can't get away with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God, and I just want to touch those people's lives and let them know that they can make it through the word of God and having faith in God and knowing that God is the maximize and minimize of their worth. And if they hold on to him, he can prevail them to whatever level they want to go. And that's the reason why I wrote this book, because I want to touch and help those hurting women, pull them out of those pits.
Yeah. Give us the name of that book. One more time.
It's called Empower Yourself Successfully.
Mm-hmm. Empower Yourself Successfully.
The Gifts on Bringing Out Greatness in Every Woman.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some information, an email address, so we have some people listening might want to get a copy of that, because I know there are a lot of women out there. They need some encouragement. They need some help.
Praise the Lord. I would love to. Actually, you can email me at empoweryourselfsuccess7@gmail.com. I'll repeat that again. Empower yourself successfully. 7@gmail.com. Or you can also email me at empoweresuccessfully7@gmail.com. And also you can order from me, and you can put in a money order or a cashier's check to, you know, Miss Watkins or Amatine Watkins, and you can send me a letter of you're interested in the book, and send me the your money order or cashier's check to the address, which is 274 East Oaks, number 204, Garland, Texas, 75043. Again, that address is 274 East Oaks, number 204, Garland, Texas, 75043. And I would love to meet you. And also, you can Facebook me at Amatine Tina Watkins. Thank you.
Okay. And also, there may be someone right now who's in a situation, and they feel that it's something that they did, and it makes their husband or boyfriend get angry, and he hits them. Is there anything that you could say to this particular woman who feels like every time her husband or boyfriend hits her, it's something that she did?
Well, you know, I tell you that I don't, you know, condone beating or hitting anyone, because men can be abused as well as women.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to anyone who's in that situation that prayer can move anything.
Yeah.
And you have to get in your prayer place, and you have to pray to God about that situation, and you have to pray for that person because they're going through something. And not only that, you have to get in the Word of God and begin to, because see, God can do everything. You know, he can do anything, you know, but fail. And you know, so it says in my Word, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. God will give you the strength to come up out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just pray into that sister or that brother that's going through that situation, I just want to take a little small minute, if it's okay with you, just to say a little small prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you see the situation that's going on in that household, God. You see the hurt and pain that person may be going through, God. Lord, I ask that you touch the person's heart right now, God. Give them strength to go forward, God. Give them strength to know that you are the minimizer of their worth, God, that you can bring them out. God, I ask that you bring them out, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. And I bind up the violence. I bind up the abuse right now in their life in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you do it. And I lose strength to that person, and I lose that their mind be have peace, and I lose in the name of Jesus, God, that you bring them out of that situation with a good mind. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Pastor Tina, thank you for that beautiful prayer. And I believe someone who really is in a desperate situation, I believe there are a lot of people out here hurting, and I'm so grateful that you rushed through the schedule, you got through the airport, and you're here on the show. And I know you've been traveling, and I heard that you're scheduled to do several talk shows in the area.
Yes.
Okay, but now would you promise me that you'll come back and do another show with me?
Oh, sure, sure.
And also, I'm like a ride in that beautiful car you pull up the studio. And I know I'm not going to put your business out there, but I just love the people that are successful and prosperous. Now, we want to thank all of you that tuned in to the Mr. Motivated Show today check out our show, Dealing with Freedom. Now, remember, it's time for you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. You should live the best, drive the best, wear the best, and experience the best that God has for you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast, and we look to see you this same time next week, the same place. Also, feel free to check out my blog. It's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and you can also follow Mr. Motivator Show on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Cal, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-U-R. We love you. We look forward to seeing you again next week, the same time, the same place. Thank you for tuning in.